Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, good morning, everybody. We're having technical difficulties this morning, so I hope you'll bear with me just for one moment. Let's see here. We're going to hide that. Okay, there we go. So this is Jody Susan with Self-Care, and I'm going to add to the stream this morning. We have Clayton Stedman and Jeffrey Stegman, and they are with affectionately known as Fluffy. So we'll bring them on. Hold on. Good morning, Clayton. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning, Jody.
How are you?
How are you this morning?
Well, we're keeping it together. We had some technological issues, and, you know, like, you just had to roll with the punches, let me tell you. So,
here's a chance to drink more coffee. Yeah.
Yes. There you go. And dandelion coffee is one of my favorites. So have you guys ever had that?
I've made dandelion wine, but I've never made dandelion coffee. So.
Well, we don't drink real caffeine anymore in this household, and so We love our Dandelion Coffee. It tastes just like regular coffee and has full of nutrients. So instead of getting that buzz and that crash from, you know, caffeine, we just get the constant state of energy, focused energy, actually.
Yeah.
How about that?
Hot diggity dog. Okay, so let's see what we can do here. I'm going to, there we go. This is a little bit better. And I want to, you know, introduce you guys. First of all, I'm so grateful to have you both on the show. And I want to introduce everybody. So for everybody who's listening or watching, we have Clayton Steadman and Jeffrey Steadman, which are the founders of Focused Life Force Energy. And, you know, I'm actually going to let you guys explain because it's, to me, it's so phenomenal what you guys have created. And you're both huge humanitarians, which just puts my heart in a place that I, you know, anyways. Clayton, why don't you start with how you both founded the company, Focused Life Force Energy? And then we can move to, you know, the humanitarian efforts and how you're helping heal the world. Nothing big, right?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people helping heal the world. We're part of that club for sure.
Yay.
Glad to be. We're all in good company here. Yeah. So Jeff and I came across an inventor who had spent about 7 years with two other people trying to create a free energy device.
Okay.
And he was doing it on the principle of kind of alternative magnets. That's one of the roads that people go down in that search. And he didn't manage to create a free energy device, but he, it's alternative magnets on counter-rotating wheels, but that's a different story. He didn't manage to create a free energy device, but he did manage to create a way to focus or concentrate chi or prana. And what he was doing was he had this equipment, these stacks of coils and crystals and cones, and they would bring energy from the air, oddly enough, Eastern, some of the older Eastern traditions, they call it ether. And he would focus this, he would amplify it and concentrate it, and it came into this little area at the bottom of an output stack. So you had two input stacks and there was one output stack, and at the bottom he had this output stack. Whatever you put in the bottom of the output stack, it had this charged life force in it. And so he would put crystals in there and different objects. He had an old broken countertop, which was marble, of course, which was crystal. But he had traditional crystals as well, different types, and he put them around his house, and his house had an extremely high vibration. And so I'd heard about this guy, and I'd met him, and then I invited Jeff to come up and see him, and we're kind of gearheads, so.
Right, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so we went up and met him, and it was really interesting, and we bought little pieces of the technology to experiment with, and, you know, years later we found ourselves, well, yeah, 4 years later, almost, we found ourselves on Google Earth just prior to 2012, calibrating with kinesiology the lowest consciousness places on the planet, and using the insights that we'd learned over the last 4 years experimenting with the technology, putting these low consciousness areas on a version of the service we now have. So we were just part of that whole movement of humanity prior to 2012 to try to raise the level of consciousness to avoid what was, predicted, forecast, or assumed was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So that took us up to prior to Death Lucky starting.
So what lowers, you know, because not everybody's at the same level as you know, you, Clayton and Jeffrey. What lowers the consciousness? You know?
Well, I can pick that up. So we believe that, any human being can activate a field. It has, a very strong influence on the environment through their own thoughts and their actions, their emotions, so that a place like one of the cities we found had an industry throughout, mostly throughout the city, where they do curses. Like if you wanted to curse someone, you would go to that city and you would hire someone to curse.
Isn't that pleasant for them?
Right. Well, if you can imagine, all those people coming to the city and they're all, vengeful or angry or, they're coming in with a low vibration. And then, of course, the cursing is not a positive thing. So that whole place then, is low in consciousness. So really the, human consciousness has a huge effect on that. But also sometimes it's things happening in the, in the earth, the movement of water, the movement of the chi with the water can pull energy away from a place and have it be low consciousness.
Say that again. So the moon and the water.
Well, the water. So if you think about like river towns, like if you're in a river town, and the river's kind of coming towards you and there's a bend in the river.
Right.
The chi of the river tends to flow straight. So it goes, into the town. And what we have found through our measuring using kinesiology of consciousness of these areas is the level of consciousness goes down because the water or the chi moving through kind of pulls energy away. So there's certain earth features. Sometimes crossing ley lines can be lower in consciousness. Other things happening in the earth can lower consciousness of an area, just like humans can do that. So,
interesting.
So just to be clear, what we're doing with the FLFE system is we're activating a field in a location. Mm-hmm. So as Clayton said, the highly energetic space in the machine where all those output stacks are bringing all that energy in, where there's a lot of concentrated life force energy, it becomes a very high field, that there's a quantum association between that and a place in the world. And that's what we discovered during the service work, that we could activate a field that was higher consciousness in that location, like that cursing town. Mm-hmm. And then we could then come back and measure using kinesiology, that the town came up in consciousness.
Yeah, so, when you talk about raising the consciousness in the energy field, you guys have done a lot of volunteer work or humanitarian work. Which one do you want to start with first, the dolphins, the concentration camps, or, the Sioux Indians, is that right? Like,
mm-hmm.
Where would you like to start?
Well, it's been a general principle for us. I'll just start and pass it to you, Clayton. And since we started with service work, we did all this work in 2012. We weren't intending to do a business. We were just following our intuition and our calling and the testing we were doing, and we just doing it, and it became really a very fulfilling and fun project. And at the end, we're like, wow, that was cool. And then we really got this message or intuition to start a business. So people also bless their property or do the same thing with their property. And right from the very beginning, we gave every subscriber a pay it forward subscription, a totally free subscription that stayed on the service that they could give anywhere in the world. So really from the beginning, that was the service was part of the offering. But meanwhile, in the background, Clayton and I are continuing to do the kind of service work that we started with. And almost 90% of our energy or the energy of the technology goes to service. Yeah, the concentration camps were a really interesting project, and quite low, of course. There's a lot of suffering, and that the energy of the consciousness, you know, was still there and affects people that live nearby. You know, that those thought forms and emotion forms we believe are held in the crystalline structure, like Clayton was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we put those areas on, and so we, you know, do the research, go to Gabor's, get the coordinates, and then that becomes a unique identifier in our system that then activates the field and the location, and we have a clearing program that clears the negative history, and that's what happens in all the properties now. So we saw quite a huge change in those locations, and I had been to one of the camps before, so I'd experienced that real heaviness and that sadness that you feel when you're there. I haven't had a chance to go back. I'd love to go back and see what it feels like now.
Well, so I can tell you, because I'm, as you know from our conversation, I'm an empath. I'm a medical intuitive, and I have this ability, and I won't call it a gift because sometimes it's not really fun, right? And I can go into anybody's energy field at any point in time and tell you what's going on and how they feel. And so I went into the energy fields of those camps based on the pictures that you took on your screen. And it's the first time that I can look at the camps and not have the energy be so toxic to me, it wants to like destroy my inner being. So, you know, and anybody who knows me, you know, knows that that's, you know, I'm sure there are naysayers out there, right? I mean, we're going to have that. That's okay. For you guys, you know, we'll send you a grace card. Yeah. I was just sent a grace card. But I can go into anybody's field. Now, I don't just automatically go into people's fields. So for the rest of you, don't worry. not the highlight of my day. So I am able to go into people's fields. So that I can help them release what they need to release, whatever toxic energy that they have or memory or cellular memory. So I help them to release that. The only way for me to know is to go into their field and find out. So I went onto the website, the Fluffy website, and I see the pictures, and there's a clear difference from when I used to look at those places from the past. You know, I didn't even, as a kid, and of course not knowing who I was, I couldn't even walk through the small exhibits that they put together to show what was going on in the concentration camps. It was just too much for me. So, and I've been using the Fluffy service on our home, and it's just amazing. It is clearly a healing sanctuary. It brings such a beautiful energy to my home that people just don't want to leave. And we all kind of don't know why, but you just want to hang out. Yeah. So
we hear that a lot.
Yeah. The funny thing is, you know, you say it's based on, I was reading, you know, earlier, you know, we can create this energy on ourselves just by bringing in the higher consciousness of love and gratitude, correct? So
yes, of course. Yeah,
yeah. And so my mom, she's since passed 11 years now. Working up to 11. And she had a bridal shop in Barrington, Illinois, and for about 25 years. And my mother was clearly a bright light. And they just loved on all the brides. And the bridal dresses were 40% to 70% off retail, so it wasn't stressful to buy your dress. If you couldn't afford, you know, the things that went with the dress, like the petticoat or the veil, my mom would just throw it in there for you. She was about creating joy. She was about creating peace. She was creating, you know, the best part of, you know, that woman's life, that she expected this wedding to be the best thing. And she created that. And so when people, and I worked with her from time to time at that time of my life, I was actually, I had my own business doing wedding invitations. So, I've had like 9 lives like the cat. But, you know, the point being is, when I came to her store, it was that same thing. People didn't want to leave because the joy factor was so high. The peace factor, the fun factor was so high. Everyone was vibrating so high. Nobody ever wanted to leave. But
if a field was created there and held in the, you know, in the crystalline structure of the floor and the concrete block or drywall, and it created that zone, that joy zone.
Yeah, I mean, it was hilarious. I mean, people didn't want to leave. So then you had brides hanging out and watching the next bride come in and find her dress. And they would literally just hang out. I'm like, go, Mom. So, and we have that issue here, but we're not doing bridal gowns. You know, we have the Place of Peace here, which, you know, it's a place where people can decompress and find peace, right, within 20 minutes. But, and of course, focused life force energy, Fluffy, I'll just call it Fluffy going forward, is a huge part of that, because as soon as you walk into our home, which our office is in the basement of the home, you just feel, actually, I would just say you feel the presence of God. You feel the presence of God.
Yeah, in many pilgrimage sites around the world, cathedrals, sanctuaries of different types, those higher consciousness fields help us connect with the divine in whatever way we see it. So I understand what you're saying about the presence of God. It does seem that the higher the level of consciousness, the more we are able to be aware of our divine nature, part of us that's divine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it lets you connect with that, because, I mean, you know, I'm not, so this is, what I'm going to say is not a judgment, it's just an opinion, okay? So for anybody listening, I'm not stating what's right for you, I'm stating what's right for me. I was brought up Jewish before I converted to Christianity a few years back. And I honor both religions, like have a great love for everything that I've learned as a Jew, and have a great love for everything that I've learned as a Christian. And I just forgot my point. Oh, goodness gracious me.
All ways to God. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, oh, thank you. Thank you. So, okay. So the point was, is that it, I never felt, even in either religion, that I had to go into a church or into a synagogue to find God. And I think that I learned early on that you could go into nature to find God, into the forest to be with God. And really... In this last couple of years, really, you need to be able to find God in your own home. And so Fluffy does that. Can you talk a little bit? I mean, you are doing some work with, one of the benefits is EMF mitigation of Fluffy. Can we, Clayton, will you talk about the EMF mitigation service that you provide?
Sure. So we should just probably talk about where Fluffy came from, the name. So.
Sure.
The company is called Focus Life Force Energy, and so FLFE for short, and FLFE got kind of modified to Fluffy. It's sort of a term of endearment, because we have this, you know, pretty sophisticated high technology, and it creates high consciousness fields that make you feel good. When people feel good, they feel fluffy. So,
hi,
you know,
there you go.
That's the story. It's like your favorite cat, you know.
Yeah,
just cuddles up to you. So
we resisted, but we're going with it.
I love it, because you don't get stuck with trying to spell it out. It feels good rolling off your tongue, right?
Yeah.
So Yeah. So go ahead, Clayton.
Yeah, so EMF mitigation was quite a journey. We test the properties every day to come on the service.
Uh-huh.
And we test the properties once a week. And we do this through kinesiology. We test the level of consciousness of the properties.
Okay.
And we guarantee that the property will be at, right now it's 550 out of 1,000 on the Hawkins map of consciousness. So Dr. David Hawkins was a psychologist, and he discovered that kinesiology was a non-local phenomena. In other words, if you're testing, you could test the level of appropriateness of a supplement for me, Jody, from where you are using kinesiology. You can't just do it like when you're in the room, so that means it's non-local.
Mm-hmm.
So he created this map of consciousness, and we guarantee that the property will be at a certain level of consciousness 98% of the time over a previous 24-hour period, or to get it for free until we get the property there, or get it to that level of consciousness. So there is there were situations where the property was dropping below the stated number we promise, which right now is 550 out of 1,000 on the Hawkins map, which is the area of unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
540, you know, and kind of up is unconditional love. And so we would call the customers and say, well, you know, we noticed your property has gone down to below that number.
Mm-hmm.
And has anything changed in your neighborhood or in your house? And we were hearing that, well, this had a new smart meter put in last week. There was a new cell phone, you know, tower put up across the road. They're putting in a 5G tower in the corner. All these different things kept coming up, and there was a pattern. So there was an electromagnetic influence that was coming into the property that was lowering the level of consciousness. So we started doing research on how we could change that, and we had a couple of discoveries. One was that if we raise the level of consciousness of any consciousness-lowering device, so some electromagnetic devices, they emit a frequency that doesn't lower consciousness. In fact, Tesla and the person he was doing research with back in the day, they were looking at the creation of appliances. There was one appliance that would put out a frequency that was positive and one that was negative. And he wanted them all to put out a positive frequency, and that didn't happen. But so any consciousness-lowering device, and that's how we measure the influence of EMFs with consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
If we raise the level of frequency of that or the level of consciousness of it, we put a field around it, and it becomes a positive life-supporting emission electromagnetically from that device. So that's one discovery we made. And typically we have to go to about 580 on the Hawkins map to get it there. So it's every 1 point up on the Hawkins map is 10 points more energy. It's a logarithmic map. So it's a significant raise in vibration. And then we discovered that we could have any emanations coming from outside the property be harmonized. So harmonization is where you actually make something positive. So you can try to block an energy. You can dissipate it. You can redirect it. And possibly you can harmonize it, which means you take that energy and make it positive.
Well, when we were looking to harmonize. Yeah, you have done that. And let me just kind of like pipe in here for a moment, because I want to bring this down to the first grade level just for the moment. So for those of you who are arguing in your home, that energy stays there. It can actually stick to walls. That energy sticks there, and it kind of, it just kind of marinates in your house, marinates in your body. If you have an intruder, God forbid, cancel, in your home, or there's been a death in the home, that ruminates, it marinates there until you clear it. A death of a dog, a death of a pet, a person. So all those arguments or what have you, these low or fights, these all stick. So So until you clear that energy, you're going to feel at some level. I don't know how conscious the person is that's listening, but you're going to feel this at some level. And it's going to impact how you be when you show up with others. Think about when you walk into a room and there's a party and people are laughing and they're having fun. You're attracted to that. You're excited. You feel good. You walk into another room and people are arguing. That's another type of feeling and you don't feel good. But the point is you can carry that energy with you and you can consciously shift and choose to get rid of that energy. And the health is what, you know, and it doesn't, you know, it's not, you still have to be conscious of your feelings and your emotions and what you do. But I think it's easier to accomplish this when you're infusing your energy with positive frequency. And just to bring this so that people can have a base, the frequencies that are not positive in our world are the ones that are coming from our cell phone, which Clayton or Jeffrey will talk about how they can help with that. The frequencies from our smart meters, the frequencies from the 5G towers, the frequencies from your refrigerator, your light, you name it, okay? This is not a healthy frequency, but we do need to live with a lot of these things. So we can't poo-poo it, but we do need to find a way to coexist peacefully and in harmony and at a higher consciousness. Is that helpful, do you guys think?
Yeah, this is not a mystical thing. This is just everyday life. When you walk into a bridal shop and people are celebrating marriage and the union of themselves and another person, and your mother is, you know, directing them and helping them, they're creating a high consciousness field, and you feel good when you go in there. And when people are angry and resentful, like say they have a corner store and, you know, they're struggling with their life, and you go in there, you don't feel like staying. It's every day. It's our everyday experience of life.
But I think, Clayton, that, and, you know, forgive me if I'm wrong, I feel that there's a certain portion of our population that are not conscious about that. They just think that's life as we know it. And I think that there is an opportunity for people to know there's a new life as you can know it. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean... And, you know, thank God we have some really thick-skinned people because you need those in the world too, right? You need those pioneer types who just keep going no matter what. And there is a chance for us to have a different conversation in society about fields of consciousness, if you will, and what they mean and how they affect us. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's out there. It's just something, you know, people don't necessarily talk about it in the way we are right now. What we're studying to get around to just bring it down to everyday language. Do you feel good when you go somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't you feel good?
Right. So, you know what? It is 7:33. I am supposed to go to commercial every 30 minutes. So I'm just going to run a couple quick commercials. And then we're going to come right back to what you were saying, Clayton, okay? So
sure.
Let's see what we got here.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
One more. Quick one, but this is so cool to have a healing sanctuary in our home. And I just put the link for anybody who wants to have access to Fluffy. I put it in the comments, so you can actually use that link. It's in the comments on YouTube and on Facebook, and there's a link that gets you a free trial for is it 15 days, right? 15-day
That's right.
Free trial. And yeah. So anybody who's listening today can get that. Actually, you can also get it on my website, which I'll put that link. You can learn more about Fluffy there. But Clayton, why don't we pick up where you were speaking before? But I just wanted to also kind of like share how people can get this. So.
I'll just mention something quickly that there's no credit card on that free trial. We make it where we want you to experience it, and you actually have to work at it to become a subscriber. You have to after the trial's done, go back to the website and subscribe. I would just mention what you were saying, Jody, about the that sensitivity or those thought fields, those things that are around us. There is a sensitivity to it in it. It varies by people, but it's an evolutionary, benefit that you walk into a place, it doesn't feel good. You kind of look over your shoulder like, well, is this dangerous? And those, what we're looking to do with FLFP is just create the most pristine space we can, free of those negative influences. So
that's
back to you,
Clayton.
Mm-hmm.
We're so grateful that you both mm-hmm. have done this. It's a huge difference. I mean, before I had Fluffy, and I still don't worry. I mean, I still use my oils because I'm constantly diffusing essential oils to raise that consciousness of my environment. And I use it. We diffuse in every single room because those are plants, and right, that's a high consciousness. And look, we have some comments here. I just want to, so we've got Zelda Robinson. She says, grand rising, beautiful vibrational beings. Awesome subject. Hope those who need it can hear this. Then I have, here's the link to try Fluffy for free for 15 days. And right, so there's no credit card required. This is truly just a gift to you. And so awesome for that. And then Andrew Calhoun, my fiance. Ha. Isn't he handsome? Sorry. Okay, so he says everyone should try this. Once you try this service, you will love it, especially if you are a more sensitive person. He's referring to me, the empath.
Thank you, Andrew.
And I got it. Thank you. Woo, woo, woo. I turned 58 yesterday, so I'm getting a happy birthday wishes. Yeah. Actually, I sent out an email last night about the show, and at the end of the email, I always do like a little PS, it's kind of like, little thing that you can do. And I said, I'm just going to embarrass the two of you for a moment. I don't want to hear this. I go, so in honor of my 58th birthday, I said, I ditched the bras because they kill the circulation in lymphatics in the breast tissue. And it's a huge contributing factor to breast cancer. And I had started, I got rid of underwire bras and, you know, about 2011. And I'm just like, you know what? Get a tank top, right? Get a tank top, wear that, save your breast, save your body, save the pain, stop living in the constraints of the past and move forward, you know? So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, my partner just did the same. She's all camisoles now.
Yeah, I have camisoles, tank tops, and it's just a healthier way of being. God did not intend to set off our lymphatics, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just say you can actually see that on a thermography scan, you know, the effects of those underwires, you know. What
it does to the
flow of lymph. Yeah. So,
so that's a little aside here.
Right,
yeah. I mean, just for the moment, though, I'll just say, so I use a device, another frequency device, and I don't have one up here, I don't think. It's a BOD. It's a bioacoustical utilization device. And it's sound frequency that you use, and you can dial into different frequencies and so forth. Some are to reverse traumas. Others are... you know, I open up the heart chakra, you know, all these different things. But I use applied kinesiology, a type of applied kinesiology, where I had the surgery on my breast to release the scar tissue so we can get the flow of energy going again. But we're talking some really deep wounds between the surgery and the fact that I wore a bra for so long. And not only did I wear the bra, most women, we gain weight at some point, and so then the bra gets more tight and constrictive, and you don't get any flow of energy. So I'm using applied kinesiology with the BOD because the BOD then clears that cellular memory faster. But, I mean, intuitively, I know that this is going to take longer for me to clear that because the damage is so deep. So, yeah.
One thing, Jody, on that subject – you know, in high consciousness field, like the FLFE environment, there's just more chi, there's more life force energy there, you know, exponentially more, as Clayton said. And so that energy's being coming into the body, and those spots that have been restricted like that or blockages where you might go to a Chinese medicine doctor to unblock those, part of the FLFE service and part of what's in the field is that extra chi and, you know, some help to clear those blockages can help that chi or that life force energy to flow through areas where it might have been restricted before. And we have some Chinese medicine doctors who use this service, the FLFE service, noticed a change in how fast blockages clear. So it could be helping as well.
Oh, absolutely. And just being conscious enough to think to do it. Right. So, you know, so if we have listeners that have health conditions, does it make sense that I think it makes sense that they bring in, I mean, it's not a medical device, but it makes sense to help increase that flow of energy, that chi, in your environment so that you can provide yourself with the best healing environment possible. Would you agree or?
Yeah, I mean, I think with, you know, what we've done and what our customers are doing is there's all this energy available is to talk to the body, you know, to flow that energy through those places. And while it is happening naturally because there's more energy there, you know, that intention to flow and talking to our bodies and maybe even directing the energy, people are directing the FLFE energy using their intention. So I think you're right. You can let it happen naturally and you can, you know, help it to go. It's like to have the most, you know, the best functioning, the, you know, most joyful body.
Well, right. Because
that we envision,
I think, makes us sick. So I read a lot about, and watched the docuseries when I was reclaiming my health, The Truth About Cancer. And, the second series, which was, I think, 2016, Ty Bollinger, one of the doctors got up on the stage and he said, you know, because you can eat all the organic food that you want, but if you don't take care of what's going between your ears,
meaning how you think, your brain health, you're still going to manifest cancer because these negative belief systems and these limiting belief systems we will self-destroy before, and we'll do a better job than anybody can do for us typically, right?
Yeah, we're in our own head 24/7.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, we just did an interesting, so we have a research team, and Dr. Gary Schwartz is on the team, and one of the things we decided to look at was all the subscribers and experiences they're having. And one of the top ones was increased ability to take negative thoughts and move them to positive for subscribers. So that was really interesting to see that.
Well, I work with people in my office, which, you know, is in my house, so it has the Fluffy on it. And I work with people's belief systems to shift their belief systems energetically so that they no longer have the cellular memory of whatever negative belief system that they have, and they choose to release it, right, to God, and replace it with, you know, these positive belief systems that empower them. And, you know, I think that Fluffy makes a huge difference, because if you're surrounded, you cannot heal, right? You cannot heal in the place that you became broken, where you became sick. And so unless, of course, you completely, you know, gut that place out, right? Including the people. So it's important, I think, to bring in all the joy, I don't want that to come out wrong, but I'm going to call it all the joy toys, right? The joy toys are, you know, Fluffy, essential oils, 432 Hertz music, you know, like these are your joy toys. These things bring joy into our world. Where were we, though? So I keep on trying to go back to Clayton. And Clayton, where were we? Because we're like, which just is lovely, but I feel like I cut you off somewhere, and I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Conversations evolve, right? They have a flow. And we were talking about EMFs.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Okay. Go for it.
I make notes so I can't forget.
Yeah, so I'm doing that too, and I did have smart meter down here. So
we noticed that the level of consciousness in their homes were lowering, and there was a correspondence or a correlation with a new device getting put in the home or the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And so that led us to doing research on how to measure EMFs. And the way that we measure it is use kinesiology, again, muscle testing. And we focus on consciousness lowering or consciousness raising EMFs. Mm-hmm. I mean, our bodies are emanating EMFs all the time. When you have a dog wagging its tail, you know, it's emanating a positive EMF. When a cat is purring, right? I mean, we're electromagnetic beings. We just don't think of ourselves that often in that way.
Right.
So if you look at EMFs that way, it can take some of the fear of it, because if you read the book, The Secret Life of Plants, plants are communicating with their environment all the time. I mean, any good florist knows that, anybody with a green thumb. So the big discovery was we could raise the level of consciousness of those devices and have them emanate a positive influence. And then the second one was we discovered that there was only one substance that could actually cause a consciousness-lowering EMF to become consciousness-raising, in fact, harmonizing. And that was shungite.
My favorite.
So we put the energetic signature of shungite in the environment. And so all of the consciousness-lowering influences from outside your property, including satellites, as they come onto the property, they're getting harmonized with this energetic signature. So that's some of the more technical aspect of how we deal with EMFs, and we have evidence for this. Maybe Jeff can talk about the GDB camera study. So we are actually measure it in more than one way.
So I'm just going to show you what that looks like, though, too.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, give me this, and I'm going to let you talk about that, Jeffrey. But,
mm-hmm.
I can make that bigger. These are my plants.
Your...
That's a before and after picture. Before fluffy, after fluffy. How do you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have some other plant studies on the website and the evidence page as well. Yeah. And we have ongoing plant studies. We have a big farm study happening right now and some controlled environment plant studies happening as well. So that plants do seem to respond that if it's, you know, a combination of EMFs and just more life force energy there, more chi prana for the plant.
Well, you know, it occurs to me, I work with a lot of sustainably produced or organic farmers.
Mm-hmm.
I need to make some phone calls to them. I'll just show mm-hmm. them this.
Yeah, we'd love to work with some of those. We could do some additional studies with more of those as we get connected. But as you know, as Clayton said, we made this discovery and we started talking about it on webinars, and a number of our subscribers who were EMF sensitive said, "Oh my God, I want to try this," you know. And the way we operate is we do a small study first, and then we'll do a larger beta test, and then we'll release to the subscribers. And so we did a beta test with fairly large group of self-described EMF sensitives who were already in our audience. So they were already in the FLFP environment, but we were adding this EMF mitigation, which is in all the products. There's no extra charge. It's just part of the service, right, for all the products. But at that time, we were beta testing it. So we did a before and after survey with that group, and we saw a dramatic increase in sleep, the quality of sleep, and reduction in anxiety, tension in the body. And that's how I feel it too.
Me too.
So if you go on the free trial and you try it, there's a control panel and you can turn off the EMF mitigation. And when I turn it off, I feel my shoulders just kind of coming out. Like I just feel the tension in my body. And when I turn it back on, I feel like I can take a deep breath. So that was the first piece of evidence was that survey. And then we did a GDB camera study, which is on the website as well, and where GDB cameras, Dr. Joe Dispenza has kind of brought that into the mainstream with his books, and he
can
would use this camera.
Can you explain what GDB is for?
Yes, our gas discharge visualization
okay.
device. And they turn out to be very sensitive to more what's known as subtle energies, which kind of is another name for energies we don't have tools to measure, you know,
okay.
normally. And what Dr. Joe Dispenza was doing was meditations and then using the GDB camera to see what happened to energy in the room.
Okay.
And so we went to the same practitioner, Melissa K. Waterman, and we did a study with FLFE, and then we did a study with EMF mitigation and one with a 5G router. And what it showed was in the control environment, this is without any FLFE, very spiky, lots of up and down of energy
mm-hmm.
because all these routers nearby, your neighbors and cell towers, and they're all pinging and spiking. So you see it when you go on the website, you'll see it in the evidence page. It's a blue up and down spikiness. And then after FLFE came on with EMF mitigation, it was a much narrower band of energy spike. It's like it all sort of calmed down.
Yeah, it evens out. You know, and
right.
We actually have a caller right now, do you guys want to take a question?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
So we got caller from 312-849. We're going to bring you on. So give me one second here, and you want to give us your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, this is Naima from Chicago. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Naima, Dolly. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Yes, this this technology is definitely, it requires somebody who can really think out the box. And I'd like to know, what was the process of inspiration for this information on, I mean, this, of course, is not something that we hear in our school system at all. So did it just kind of come to you as a revelation? You know, what triggered the inspiration to even go in this direction?
That's a good question. Do you want me to start and hand it to you, Clayton?
Sure.
I mean, for me, it really came out of an urge to serve. There was a boy in my community who was having health issues. Clayton had told me about this technology. So we had these inventors that had already done a lot of this initial work. But really what drove me personally was the urge to explore this work in order to help this particular boy, but then it became to do these large-scale service projects. So I think the initial impulse was how to, you know, look for ways to help somebody that the traditional medical system wasn't helping, the traditional textbook wasn't helping. And for me, the journey came to, yeah, there was intuitive inspiration that occurred, but it was also seeing these patterns of these fields of consciousness, you know, everywhere, and starting to see the evidence on things like GDV cameras and in our own personal experience. And I'll pass it to you, Clayton.
Well, I got curious about the technology originally, because I was really sick, and I was using kinesiology to measure the level of appropriateness of different interventions to help me heal.
Okay.
So Jody would be familiar with a lot of these. I went on an alkaline diet. You know, I just made sure I was hydrated. I was taking massive doses of you know, different supplements, like 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. I was very ill. And when I was measuring the level of appropriateness of different interventions, this technology tested very high. And then when I used it to help heal myself, and Jeff and I were doing this service work, the inspiration was that we could help more people if we made it a business and we could help on our own. By that, I mean, we only had so many personal resources. And you can only serve so much. You can only give away so much unless you have your own cup full.
Thank you.
And at some point, yeah, I mean, we just, it's like we can do a lot of good in the world with this. But if we make our business, if we make this part of our spiritual path, if we integrate our business, it's not that we weren't doing business as a spiritual path, but this was really an acceleration of that because of the potential to raise consciousness. And so our guidance, you know, our prayers, it was really out of prayer. God kind of requested, is my sense of it, to do this, to offer the service to people at a reasonable cost and to be able to spread it more and more. I mean, we have like 20-something people in the head office, maybe 30 people in the company. There's just a payroll on something like that. We just don't have kind of the personal resources to do it. So it would limit our ability to serve if we didn't have the resources to share it with more people. So that's, it kind of became business as a spiritual path.
So and let's talk about, because this is really affordable. It's $35, right, a month. And what does that include, Clayton?
Well, that's the flagship product. It includes, you know, hundreds of different programs, which are requested to divinity. Written request to divinity to enhance the environment. It includes the EMF mitigation. You know, there's just, well, Jeff can pick it up, but there's hundreds and hundreds of what we call requests to divinity, which are thought forms that are asking the environment to be optimal for the evolution of consciousness.
Okay. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yes. Yes, so the The flagship service is at $35 a month, and it's also at this 550 level of consciousness we mentioned. That's where it starts. And then when you become a free trial or subscriber, you can turn it up if you wish to 570 on the Hawkins map. And we set this up as a free trial, as we mentioned, because, you know, we understand it is different, and it's not your mainstream education background. And so we want people to try it and just trust themselves and noticing how they feel, but also noticing what happens in the household. And many people will put it on and just sort of not tell other members to see, all right, let's take the placebo effect out and let's see what happens, and encourage them to drink more water, which is comes in our emails. So that's an important piece. Yeah, there she goes.
So yes. You know, I have a friend of mine who started on Fluffy without the free trial. She's a neuroscientist out of California, and so she saw it. She's like, "Oh yeah, we're just." She goes, "Don't need a free trial."
Appreciate that.
You know, she's, you know, like me, health nut. So, but you know, the thing is, I'm really grateful that you guys have made it so affordable, because for the $35, it covers the home, right? And it also covers one cellular device. Is that right?
No, each one is a separate subscription.
Okay.
And what we've done, so there's a unique identifier. Mm-hmm. So for a home, it's an address or a coordinates. And for a phone, it's the cellular number, which is identified uniquely with the cellular device. And those subscriptions, you know, we mentioned the $35, but we also have a $15 Smarter EMF subscription, which has the same programs, but it's at 500 on the Hawkins map. Is where it comes in. It doesn't. You're not able to turn it up and down in the same way. But that was to help families where they wanted to have multiple subscriptions. And we added a $10 a month youth subscription for families to be able to put their children's phones on the service and mitigate that EMF. And so we're really trying to make it affordable, especially for families. We had a lot of families who would go on the service, and then they want their kids' cell phones, you know, they're going to school or going with them everywhere, to also have that bubble of not just EMF mitigation, but also the support of that extra energy. It's particularly helpful for cognition. We get reports from our customers about they have more longevity with their cognition, right? They can work and concentrate and focus for a longer period of time. Mm-hmm. And we did a study with IONS, the Institute of Noetic Sciences, and it was a preliminary study, small in number, but we had a group of people come through with the full EEG workup in their lab. They turned on the FLFE field during the experiment and saw an increase in alpha waves, which is really important. It's that kind of focused concentration, you know, lowering of stress. And there was an increase in the cognition ability on executive functioning when the FLFE field was on. So that more of that life force energy is there, and it helps the brain.
So,
and so that's good for kids too.
Yeah, I want to go back. So you used an EEG to measure the alpha waves,
mm-hmm.
right? And describe the alpha waves again one more time for me, because my fiance works for Amen Clinic.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Dr. Amen's like the
– oh,
we should let him talk about it. But the – yeah, I mean, the brain has a variety of different wavelengths that get activated in different situations. And, you know, we tend to be in – let's see, which one is the base one, Clayton? So I think is it theta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So put you in a theta state.
That's right. So it's, you know, your activity, getting things done. And the alpha, when you move into alpha, there's more of a calming. It happens in meditation. There were a lot of alpha wave studies related to TM or transcendental meditation, where when people moved into TM, there was an increase in alpha waves. And that happens in an FLFE environment. There's what the ion study saw is, you know, there's all these electrodes all over the head, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every electrode showed an increase in alpha. So it was really across the entire brain, which is that sort of calm but focused state. And then, of course, there's like, you know, gamma is a more rare state that, like in like intuitive downloads or really intense use of the brain, that can happen.
So the question is, the full program subscription required to be able to purchase a youth discounted program?
No.
Okay.
No, we just keep it open. We, you know, people do what they think is best. And if people want to use that, they can use that. I mean, people could also go on, they could become a subscriber for $35,
mm-hmm.
and they could do a pay it forward, and they could put it on, you know, their home or a loved one's home, and that field stays on. It's at 500 mm-hmm. on the Hawkins map, to pay it forward,
sure.
And there's none of these extra support information in the field, these what we call programs. But we want to spread this environment as far and wide as we can.
Well, I think Mr. Andrew Calhoun, if you can hear this, Bill, if you're still listening, you should share this with your peers at Amen Clinic.
We'd love to do a study with them. This may be a great connection. We'd love to do a study.
Oh, yeah. And Amen Clinic is just so flipping amazing about how they help people with their brain health. And then, of course, you know, they take this integrative approach. I would say, I'm just, you know, making an educated guess that 99% of the time to help people using supplements versus, you know, medications.
Judy, I'll be right back.
Oh, sure. Sure.
So, yeah, when we were doing our research for our brain program, so what we make these requests to Divinity, and they get connected to this high consciousness field in the output stack, Jody. And Dr. Daniel Amen was the top person we used as a reference in our brain optimization program.
Wow. Wait, really?
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Okay, hold on. I'm bringing on Andrew. He's gonna speak. I think he has a question here. And you guys can chat.
Hi, Clayton.
Hi, Andrew.
Well, I had no idea. We love using Fluffy in the house, and I had no idea Dr. Amen was part of this whole process. He wasn't even in the discussion. So I'm pleased, man. I'm very excited. We'll be working with that team and with there's a huge, as you know, a huge brain health or mental health crisis in the whole world, but certainly in the United States, that we're trying to help mitigate through what we do. And your services certainly could be a big help. So I'd like to figure out a way to talk to me more about what you've done with Amen Clinic, so I can actually talk to my management and figure out there's some way we can get you more involved with us.
Yeah, we have a great research team. We have a Harvard Yale graduate. We have another gentleman who's he also works at the University of Arizona. So we have. You know, we have kind of the woo-woo conversations that we're having, and we have the, the people that have multi-degree tenured positions at senior research institutions. So we should be able to bridge that gap pretty well.
And on the website, in the evidence page, is the study with the Institute of Noetic Sciences that showed this alpha effect. And we would love to take that into, a larger study, a more controlled study. But we haven't worked with Dr. Amen yet, but we would love to do that.
So where am I going on? Here we go. So is this it right here?
Let's see. Brain optimization.
Brain optimization, yes.
Yeah, and so it says brain optimization, improving the following mental functions. So balance and, guys, you've got a million-dollar word up here that I don't have. Proprioception?
Proprioception. Yeah.
Okay,
kind of where you are in space. The you know, kind of proprioception is important for walking around the world,
okay.
And it is, you know, it's part of the brain that can be affected. Yeah, so we would welcome more research and confirmation of what Ion's found in a larger study, or you know, even another preliminary smaller study. And the reason we do these low-cost youth subscriptions is to support brain health in young people. So it's important.
Yeah, and I just want to
look
at people who are not watching and are actually just listening. And Andrew, I'll let you come right back in here in 1 second. So for brain optimization, we're looking at things like quality of meditation, short-term, long-term memory enhancement, mental stamina, you know, overall well-being, attention, concentration, and memory, problem solving, right? Mental flexibility. So I would consider that like being able to process the information that comes your way and give output. Organization and planning, which we're going to move to Georgia, so we're going to bump up our Fluffy today. So we need to organize and plan. And then what they said here, the Ion study of the effect of Fluffy on brain waves and heart rate variability. So the Institute of Noetic Sciences, Ions, conducted a study in the Discovery Lab observing the effects of a remotely activated Fluffy environment. And the ions measured brainwave, heart rate variability, and cognitive function. They observed differences before and after the activation of Fluffy. And I'm looking to the right because I have a big screen over here to my right. And there was a significant increase in the alpha frequency band, 8 to 12 hertz, in all baseline conditions. And significant differences were also found during simple math tasks. I could have used that one in high school. And while listening to music in the beta, which is 13 to 30 hertz, which is also in alignment with the Schumann resonance, I believe, and gamma, 30 to 100 hertz frequency bands. And then we can view the full study on the Ions page. So for those of you that would like to have more information, I'm going to take this link and put it in the comments that you can find on YouTube and on Facebook. All right, Andrew, you were going to say something.
Well, what I would like to know, we'll do this offline, of how we might be able to best work together. Mayo Clinic, as you can imagine, has a lot of people who want to do research studies with us. And so we need to make a good case for how easy it would be and how beneficial it would be. Because we're a faith-based company, I'm sure they'll be well received on that end. And I know that he'd want to do this. It's a matter of resources being spread thin. So perhaps we talk again this week, or maybe you give me some email, Jody, some thoughts, or me some thoughts about how we could best present this to the management team at Amen Clinics.
That'd be great. We could put together something for you there that would lay out what we have and you know, what we believe the benefits are, and it could be done relatively easily, I believe. With a small group, just to show, you know, just to kind of prove it out on your end at the clinic. And then, so I think there's lots of possibilities, and we could get the head of our research team involved as well if we like. So it'd be great.
It's
cool,
good,
cool.
Jeff. We have a large patient population, for sure, as you know, and we've been in business for about 33 years, and we continue to enlarge. We've had relatively, I would say, slow growth over the course of that time. Right now, we have 9 clinics, opening the 10th one in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at the end of this year. But then we're looking to expand into other parts of the country beyond where our clinic bases are now to better be able to serve more patient populations. And that's one of the things that I'm doing. The company is coming is suggesting some ways where we might be able to expand the footprint because right now patients have to actually come to one of our clinics to get the spec scan done. The spec scans are similar for our audience, similar to what the MRI machine looks like. or the MRI looks at the actually organ itself, maybe very detailed, but it's just it's a static photo or image. What we're looking at is the activity in the brain, and you guys know this, where the brain is functioning at the right level or too high or too little. And our job is to balance the brain, to say based upon what this person's profile looks like and their brain scan looks like and all the other data that we get from cognitive testing, et cetera. We've seen these patterns before because we've done 180,000 scans. So everyone's brain is unique. Patterns are similar. And so we want to be that the problem that I'm getting to with this is that we can do everything now remotely, you know, via Zoom or via phone, except for that scan part. So I'm trying to increase that footprint. Let's cycle back to the patient population. We have a good opportunity every month with thousands of patients coming in to be able to have a study, I think, which would be effective for your company.
Yeah, we'd be interested in looking at that and, you know, whether there's some larger way, you know, a larger population who aren't able to come into the clinic to measure those brain waves. There are some devices coming out that are a little less expensive and, you know, difficult to operate than the EEG machine that you may be, you know, may be able to do some brainwave analysis on a large scale, which could be interesting too.
Sure. Yeah, we just had one of our staff go to the MN clinic in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
We have some personal experience with that, and they definitely benefit from the work.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah, there's one that's outside of Seattle. That's the closest to BC
that's the one that's across the border. Yeah. They just went down through Vancouver and went down to Seattle.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
Well, and we have tens of thousands of people on the FLFE field, customers. And so, yeah, it would be interesting, perhaps, partnership in some way, you know, because many of them, they're scattered all over the world. So
for sure.
People in many locations, including close to your clinics, probably.
We will get you guys connected. I am remiss. We are. I was supposed to do a commercial 17 minutes ago, but I just prefer talking to you guys. Let me run those real quick. We'll bring them right back in. Okay. All right. So.
With a place of peace pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials is certified by the number one functional medicine doctor on plant-based healing essential oils, which are revolutionizing the way we manage our well-being. Schedule today to take control of your health.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
I want to make sure that people know that they can get this free trial. It's a 15-day free trial. The link is in the comments. If you are not on Facebook or YouTube, please go to my website, and actually I'll create a different banner right now. And if you go to the Susan Essentials website, here, actually, what's this? Yeah, so you can call me at 847-738-0242. You can email me at jody@susanessentials.com, or you can visit my website at www.susanessentials.com and click on the red free consult button, and I will show you how to get this fast. Or you can go to the website and go to Personal Health Solutions. And when you go to Personal Health Solutions, it'll say Energy Healing. And right up there is FLSE, so Fluffy, Focus Life Force Energy. And there's a free trial button there as well. And actually, I can just show people on the screen what that looks like. So, Andrew, did you have other questions that you wanted to ask of Clayton or Jeffrey while you're on the phone?
I know. We're so excited to have the service available. It really does make a difference, and it's generous of you to make that offer. People don't get it. They always think there's a catch, and there's something, but there is no catch. There's nothing. For 15 days, you get it for free. You don't have to give any credit card, and people will notice. They'll notice a difference in their lives once they have it, especially if they've got, again, if people don't know if they're sensitive, they'll know immediately when they start turning this on. They'll start feeling better almost immediately. So I'm grateful for that. I've got a call in 9 minutes, so I'm going to say thank you. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing this great service with humanity.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Look forward to connecting with you.
I'll get you
great.
Guys connected
we'll do that.
Later on today. All right. Thank you, Andrew.
Bye.
I want to focus on this part right here that I have on the screen where people – it's off the screen now. Hold on a second. So it's your immune support.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that people – I mean, I think we have way more awareness today. But when you are stressed, when your body's in a stressed situation, it actually depletes your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, Clayton and Jeffrey?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's lots of studies that talk about the correlation between stress and lowered immunity. And with this, you know, the current situation in the world with, you know, COVID-19, we want to keep our immunity especially strong now.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that our immune system support works is that we alluded earlier to these programs that we put in the field. And so these programs are positive declarative statements that are requested to divinity. They're like a prayer. And SLFE in many ways is much like prayer. We believe that, you know, when you are thinking about somebody and then all of a sudden the phone rings and it's them, that person, you know, thinking about you is actually creating a high consciousness field, assuming it's positive, of course, but they're calling you. But they're creating a field nonetheless around you.
So I've been doing that all my life, Clayton.
Yeah.
No, I kid you not. Even up to last night, I was looking at pictures. My brother is a world-renowned photographer. And I looked at some pictures that I took of him when he was putting this exhibit together at our high school. Humanitarian effort, and I was looking at his picture and I was talking to Andrew, and boom, the phone call came through from him, you know. But go ahead, I mean, because people don't understand how powerful they are.
The FLFE high consciousness field is very, very similar to ones that humans create.
Yeah.
That's why the vibration in the home, the field that's activated in the home, is very similar to fields that are in sanctuaries and pilgrimage sites that people go to heal, right? It's the field in those pilgrimage sites that increases the potential for us to have a positive experience. And different pilgrimage sites have different focuses. Some are for abundance, some are for childbearing, some are for health. There's all types of different intentions that have been infused through prayer into those environments, which create a field. That's how it works.
So I understand, just help me out with this. So I understand that we're measuring, for the EMF part, we're measuring the frequency of shungite, right? Which there's a ton of research. For those of you who want to, reach out to me, I can help support you finding that. But I mean, really, you can also just key in to any search engine, shungite research and EMF, right? I mean, it's out there. Shungite comes from Russia. It's got every mineral in it except for two, I think. Don't ask me which two because I always forget, and that's that. But the thing is, it does neutralize the effects of the toxins and EMF on your body, and it's amazing. I put it in my water, I love that it's on my phone and it's on my house. But tell me, are you measuring did you go into a really good synagogue and measure that free? I don't really understand that part. How did you do the rest?
Well, you can measure the level of consciousness in a sanctuary or a synagogue or a church or a pilgrimage site. You can measure it with kinesiology.
Okay.
You can measure the overall influence, and then you can measure the influence in very specific ways. So you can measure the level of consciousness of the field as it relates to creating the optimal conditions to have a positive health experience, right? You can measure that with kinesiology. You're getting into a high level of sophistication when you start measuring in that way, and it is possible.
So, but then how are you recreating it and casting a net over people's homes?
Want to pick that one up, Jeff?
Sure. So as we said, the basis is the high field in the technology. Right, so we said all this energy is coming in, it's going into a place. And with the unique identifier there, just like when you think of someone, you really have a unique identifier for that person, and then you get that phone call. So there's a unique identifier that's in this field, whether it's an address or cellular phone number identified by a device identified by a phone number. And that quantum connection is there. And then as Clayton says, we're putting information into that field that are really instructions for the activation, the characteristics of the field. So the field is activated, and then we're specifying the characteristics for it to be at a certain level of consciousness on the Hawkins map. As we've said, we use that as our basis,
mm-hmm.
Dr. David Hawkins. So we're using the system, the FLFE machine or system, to create the to place the identifier there. And originally, when we started the service, we would print pieces of paper with that address on it and all those instructions, and we would put it into the space. And when the customer canceled or left or changed their address, we would have to go back in and find that piece of paper and pull it out. But today we were able to specify the connection to the database in the field, in the machine, that then it's as though the database folder and that database file structure is actually on the plate. And so now someone gets on the free trial, literally 5-6 seconds later, that field is activated. Because information is going right in.
Yeah, I feel it when I do the boost. Here's the thing. This is what I'm going to compare it to. I do have a lot of people who use Healy. So I run a frequency as a gift, like you guys, to probably 50 or 60 people every night. And I measured this special frequency. I put in everybody's name and I set an intention for mm-hmm. what they are to receive.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nothing. For those of us who believe in the power of prayer and quantum physics and energy, it's mm-hmm. a, we, you know, they've seen, I think it was like the first time I saw it was in Japan, they measured someone's cancer going away because they mm-hmm. were, instead of cutting the person, they were praying over the person,
mm-hmm.
all that piece. Mm-hmm. And they actually filmed the cancer mm-hmm. dissipating in front of your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mm-hmm. along those same lines, like whatever Healy's
yep.
technology based on Tesla's, you know, technology to send a frequency, right, through the ear, which is how it, you know, frequencies work,
mm-hmm.
and then set the intention for whoever it is that's supposed to receive it. Is that mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, it's similar to what you're doing. And FLFV is not a frequency system. So
okay.
we're everything you could say has a basis in frequency, but we're not sending specific frequencies. We're activating a field, and much like humans do, as we've talked about, and we're specifying the level of consciousness, and then we're testing that it's actually getting there, and we do that every day, as Clayton said. But it's the same principle in that you have to identify the person in order to pray for them or in order to send them the frequency. And so that identification is part of that quantum connection that occurs, like when you thought of your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Or he was thinking of you, maybe, you know, it's both ways. So that's, you know, that's really the basis of what we're doing. And again, because it is unusual, and it's normal, you know, but it's not taught in school when you go through the normal system. That's why we have the free trial.
Yeah, because it's hard for people to wrap their heads around it. I mean, not so hard for me because it's been happening all my life. And then you just brought sense to it, right?
Right. And something like plant studies are a great way to see the effect of more life force energy of a high field. And you've had your own experience with it. We had lots of customers posting pictures and talking about it. And if there's a study, if you find it with the spinach.
Okay, let me see let's see where it is up here. So it must be down here. Hold on.
Yeah, it should be maybe a little further down. And then if you click through, yeah, there it is on the right.
Okay.
But if you click through to the actual study,
uh-huh.
you can see the plant photos. So
oh,
on
yeah.
the right, yeah, so the on the right is the normal environment, the control.
Uh-huh.
And on the left is with the FLFE field. And you can see it is quite a bit more plant, more leaves. And the leaves are larger. And when we studied the leaf length and the number of leaves, it was about it was 29% increase in growth. And there was a big increase in germination as well. And so we're, as we said, you know, this is a way plants, there's, you know, there's no placebo effect. It's either growing, you know, better or it's not. And so we're looking to do really large sample size.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're running controlled plant studies. And we're just going to run them over. We're in the process of running this over and over again to get them a really large, significant sample. And that's where we are in our evidence is we've got preliminary studies and we're diving into like a phase two study, which has a larger sample size, larger or more controls built in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
You know,
that's...
I have a farmer for you that
mm-hmm.
I'm going to connect you because he has multiple... let me just stop the screen share for a minute. There we go. So there's a farmer I know in Wisconsin who has multiple plots of land. So they're not... And so
mm-hmm.
you could work and he'd see the difference. I mean...
yeah.
So I think he has... 40,000 acres.
Yeah, that's great. We're working on a 10,000 acre farm right now.
Okay.
Where that's a double blind study, and our other controlled experiments are a single blind study where the experimenter who's running the experiments doesn't know which growth tent has the FLFE environment on it.
Oh,
and it was
better.
The same in the field.
Yeah.
The data's the which acres were on the service was the farmer doesn't know which ones. So that's coming. We'd love to talk to the farmer. We'd love to work with them.
Yeah, yeah. And I love my farmers, you know, because, I mean, they are the salt of the earth. I mean, without them and the bees.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think you have a bee study, too, like, or you're supporting bees, aren't you?
Yeah, we don't have a bee study, but we have a large-scale service program for bees.
Okay.
We'd love to do a bee study if you know any beekeepers. We'd love to do a deeper study on beehives.
So I generally know some beekeepers. But you know what? Once you set the, you know, the request out, they'll show.
Great. did you want to hear about the immune enhancement?
Yeah.
So you could think of Chinese medicine, but if you any of you have been to a Chinese medicine practitioner where you get, you know, you have the pulse analysis and, you know, where are the spots that need more qi, that need more life force energy, and then you do the interventions, acupuncture, maybe herbal to help increase or move the qi. So with the immune support, again, the major, you know, the big benefit first is there's more energy available in the epilepsy field.
Okay.
And so there's more for the body to take up and use. And the second is these instructions in the field, which we call programs. And the immune support one, and it's a good illustration of the of how we develop these programs. So we went into and researched, you know, all the aspects of the immune system. You know, what are the antibody systems, the cell-mediated immunity, where the, you know, where things with the bone marrow production of the white blood cells and all of the various pieces. And we just asked, again, it's like a prayer. We said, we asked for the qi or the additional life force energy in the environment to go to the lowest functioning areas of the immune system.
Wow.
And to support that, and then that area may rise, and then there may become another area that's low. And at this point, we are using kinesiology to measure that, and you know, we have our own ways that way of measuring. We'd love to have additional studies on this, so mm-hmm. We're just putting that out there as well. If you'd like to study those markers that you know, show the health of the immune system, and and we have a good, you know, a good record in our community of, you know, our kind of our small closed community of our health and well-being related to that. So,
and what
so again, we don't make. We should be clear. We don't make health claims.
Right, which is why I was stating that earlier. Yeah.
It's akin to hiring, you know, 100,000 monks to pray for your immune system. Mm-hmm. And ask the lower functioning parts of your immune system, whether it's, you know, A, B, C, D, E, or F part, specifically named, to be at the appropriate functioning, the highest and most appropriate functioning. So.
Yeah, and those are actually the prayers that I do for people, you know, so it's very, you know, pretty much spot on for that, right? Because, you know, that's amazing. What would you look for so that I can support you for these, you know, traditional Chinese medicine practitioners? What would you want them to, how would you want that to work? Because I, you know, sometimes we have those listeners here, right here on the show. So, and I have one coming over at 11 o'clock. So what would you like?
Well, on the Chinese medicine side, the practitioners that are on the service, and many of them did a free trial and tried it out, is to see what, you know, because they have a good sense of their clients and how they improve with their interventions.
Mm-hmm.
And in their offices as people come in and get treatments. And they would then see a difference in the flow of qi and the unblocking and see that it was happening much more quickly in the epilepsy environment, and then you know, they would become subscribers. So that's something that any, you know, Chinese medicine practitioners would love to, you know, do a free trial. You can turn it on and off very easily yourself through the control panel. So you could, you know, you could experiment, see what you see.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do right now is, can you do that on the, you can do that on the website, right?
Once you go through the free trial, you can log in to the control panel.
Because I'm going to do the control panel right now. So I use it on my phone, it's easier if I just log in and show people online how easy this is. Hold on.
And you can actually, there's a consciousness slider where you can turn the level of consciousness up and down on your property. So you can be your own consciousness researcher.
Yeah, so I have done that. Now, it's interesting because I think I got the Hawkins confused with the Hertz. And so I put it at 528, which is 528 Hertz is a frequency of love. But that's not the same, is it? Can you make the distinction for me?
Well, the Hawkins map of consciousness is not a measurement of Hertz. It's a measure of vibrational energy. Of course, Hertz are a vibrational energy.
Right.
But there is no direct correlation that I'm aware of between the Hawkins map of consciousness and Hertz. Yeah.
So when coincidentally, the frequency of love.
Well, 540 is where the love vibration starts.
Yeah.
So Hawkins' frequency of love is 540. And
well, it starts at 500 and goes up from there.
Okay,
yeah,
500.
Yeah, 540 is typically unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we need that.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, because that's just let me just see if I can pull this up, because I would like to demonstrate this if possible. That's why I need to be here. Okay. So if I go into my login, there we go. This should.
Yeah, we're working on ways to make that a little more easily accessible. We're working on an app just to get you in there faster. Right now you have to log in and, you can request it to save your password so that it's, you know, kind of easier in the future.
Yeah, I don't think that necessarily, I mean, you guys probably know better than me. However, I think logging in is typically easy. The only issue that I ran into is I had to clear all my passwords on all my browsers. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I'm at today. But typically I just log in pretty quickly. But right now I'm having to look up my passcode. What's the most important thing that you would like for people to know about why they should try the Fluffy free trial today? Like what are they gonna, we've been talking a lot, but really how did it show up for you guys first?
Do you want me to start, Clayton, or would you like to?
Well, maybe I'll start it up. Our bodies have an innate intelligence that is yet unmatched in any mechanical or electromechanical device, and probably will be unique for the rest of history because it's so extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many things that happen automatically in our bodies, and it's easy to forget when they ache and they're sore and they're stiff, and you better feed them and clean them and groom them and do all those things. And our bodies are amazing. And when you have extra energy for your body to use, it has its own innate intelligence, and it can just go ahead and do the work. So anytime you can add positive energy to your body is going to use that to help increase the quality of your life. And so SLFE creates a high consciousness field in an environment, either around an object such as a phone, or you can take a photo of a necklace if it's done properly, or a pendant or a coin that's in your pocket, any object. You can have it around your home, of course, around your business. And all the people in that environment will benefit from having extra energy, and you don't have to work at it. per se. You don't have to go on a cleanse, or you don't have to go on an exercise program. You just have to be and let your body do the things that it knows how to do.
Right.
It's nice to have. It's nice to have that, you know.
It is nice. I mean, actually, yeah. And that's how the Place of Peace was created. So it's like you don't have to do anything. You you just get to be for 20 minutes with using Beamer technology, which is pulse electromagnetic frequencies. We use Fluffy. We use the BOD, which puts the brain in a theta state. We use salt lamps. We use three specific essential oils in a specific order, applied, you know, to the hand and inhaled, and it gets into your limbic system in like 20 seconds, bloodstream in 30. And when you bring all that plus the frequency of, we bring in either 432 or 528 hertz, like, and you just get to be for 20 minutes and you're like, you just wake up, you feel like you've had like at least an hour and a half nap and it's only been 20 minutes. You're like, okay, score. Let's take on the rest of the day. You know, that's where I'm headed to after this, by the way.
So I would just say on the same subject that, you know, the way we've structured the free trial and the reason that it's 2 weeks now and that could change in the future is that it's a gift. You know, there's no obligation, and it's designed to be really beneficial in that period of time. Mm-hmm. You know, that person is better off, much better off at the end of it. Because of the energy, as you said, that the body uses. And if it's on the home, you're also clearing the negative history, as we've been talking about, of those thought forms and energies that are negative, that are below 200 on the Hawkins map. And so that, once they're cleared, they're gone. Now things can come back, or, you know, negative people can run through the environment and bring some in, but that, that clearing is a gift too, and that's part of service. And that's why we recommend people do a free trial, that they do the home if they can, if they're not traveling. And the phone is great as well. It doesn't do the clearing the way the property subscriptions do. So just to do the trial, just to receive those gifts. And if that's all you do, then great. We kind of bless you and wish you well.
So let me ask you about people who travel, especially since Andrew and I travel a lot. You know, and we're going to be traveling for a few days as we move our home to Georgia, but we're going to be staying in these different hotels. And I did notice that it's, you know, the phone is powerful, but the home is far more powerful. Is that an accurate statement? So can I move the home location to that hotel for the day?
Yes.
I can. Yes. So I just,
as many times as you want, you can
it.
Change the address.
So, and then the next day as I go to the next hotel, you know, I change it for that. So everybody gets the benefit.
Yep. I mean, if you think about a hotel, particularly an older hotel, how many people have been there and what's happened in that room?
So, no, I'm going to tell you. So, being the empath that I am, Andrew and I were traveling to Nebraska, and we stayed at a hotel downtown Nebraska, and I think it was like an old bank building, part of it. And so I put my hand, bad Jody, I put my hand on this vault, and I felt all the crimes that happened there. Like, you know, because it was an old bank vault, like, you know, from whenever they first started making those. And I'm like, woo, my clear name. So, yeah, that was, yeah. So, and I think that every doctor office should have this, like every doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of doctors on the service, and they talk about their patients having better treatments and, you know, an easier time with their struggles because the environment supports that.
Yeah. And I have a way to help get this out, which I know I was supposed to email it to you a few days ago, but we've just, I'm doing the best I can with the move.
So I'll make sure I get out to you. You know, we're launching, and actually they're going to be on the show on Tuesday, next Tuesday. We're launching a company called Quick, and it's a huge e-commerce site that's an Amazon alternative, and they commission people. So if, let's say you're selling any service or any product, let's say it's a pair of Nike shoes, and Nike decides, and actually Lululemon is one of our flagship products. So, but it's going to be as large as Amazon when we all get done with it. And when you, let's say I buy a pair of Lululemon pants, and I think this style is great, and I share it, Jeffrey, with your wife. And she says, oh, yeah, these score. And so she buys them. I get paid a small commission, but then she also gets paid. And then she shares it with her friend, and she gets paid, and her friend gets paid. It's a new age of social selling with no, it has no, there's no annual fee like Amazon. People just get paid for sharing the things that they love, like easy peasy. Right?
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I'm excited. And like I just don't have enough hours in the day to get all the information out. Because, of course, I wanted to tell everybody I ditched my bras, right?
First thing first, right?
I was inspired yesterday morning. I took the bras out, laid them out. I'm like, these, you know, we're moving. So we're like, we're getting rid of stuff. You know, it's a cathartic, right? Just to release all the things you no longer need. And so I laid these out, and I'm like, you're writing a short story about this. Like, I found the evidence about what bras do, you know, probably maybe 10 lines, you know, but I wanted that out, you know? So.
Wow. Yeah. Synchronistic with our household. They were all going out the door, you know, about 4 or 5 days ago.
Oh, that's so your wife just did this?
Yeah, just did the same, like, time frame you're on. So it's really interesting.
Yeah. So I love it. Tell her I said kudos. Yeah. Cheers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's important.
Yeah, it is. I love it. I mean, this is wrong.
She had done a thermography scan, and that's, you know, and they were, you know, we're talking about the effect of the underwires and the tight, you know, compression that can cause the constriction of lymph and its contribution. That's something, you know, everyone should know. And it's a good, the thermography is a good kind of pre-scan for things like that that are happening that you might not realize.
Yeah. So I just want to say this, and I know this is not fluffy related, but I was working on a patient 2 days ago, and she's coming back here today. We actually kind of do an exchange because she does muscle activation technique. And she's had this impingement in her shoulder. She can't get rid of it forever, like for years. So, you know, she showed me her bra, and she goes, but it's loose. And I said, yeah, okay. And so I'm thinking, well, maybe it's not so bad. And this is what brought me to just toss my bras yesterday, okay? Because I had gotten this message before, and I really didn't listen. I took a step towards where I was supposed to go. So I got rid of the underwires, and I got these really kind of flimsy bras, right? But then, like I said, I gained weight, and all of a sudden they're tight again. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to do that, because like I all of a sudden the pain in my shoulder came back, because I couldn't use my right shoulder for 2 decades. Like, talk about being right? So when I stopped wearing bras, you know, I could do whatever I needed to do again. And so then she walks in, and she's got this impingement, and we use, you know, a couple different modalities to clear it. And we have probably a couple more sessions left to get it completely gone. But the thing is, when I was working with her, spirit came in, God came in. He's like, ditch the bra. He's like, I don't care how loose you think it is. It's it's impairing the circulation. Right? And if it doesn't show up as cancer for you, lovely, but it might show up as an impingement in your shoulder or lack of mobility or agility. Ditch the bra. Right? And if you are big-breasted like I was a G before I had a breast reduction. So use a tank top. You can get I won't say don't go too tight, but use a tank top. There are alternatives. Anyway, rant over.
And there could be a Chinese medicine. There could be a chi or a flow of subtle energy impingement too, not just lymph and blood, but there's also the flow of energy to our bodies through the meridians all the time, and they can get derailed in different ways. So
I'm with you. Oh. I saw an acupuncturist for a long, long time, and mm-hmm. I learned a lot about the meridians, the flow. So I'm completely on board. And actually, I think it's beautiful that I'm moving to Georgia because they have Life University there. And I think I'm going to become a naturopath, quite frankly. I mean, I'm 58, but oh well, no time like the present.
Well, you're a lifelong learner. I think you did I know you had some degree. Was it MBA?
Yeah, I have an MBA in organizational behavior. So we focus, basically it's on, I focus on human behavior, understanding and studying behaviors of us, of people. And when you study what we do in our behaviors, that's when, and you do it to yourself first, right? So I'm not studying you, Clayton, or you, Jeffrey. I'm looking at my own behaviors because once I understand and the crap I do, right, so then I can help people with their stuff, right? Because, spoiler alert, we all do the same stuff at different times of our lives. So,
well, maybe in a future episode we could talk about businesses' spiritual paths and some of the organizational behaviors that we're doing that might be a little different than you've seen
in
school.
I'm all in for it. So I'll schedule another show with you gentlemen all day long. I'm so grateful to have you here. And it's 8:56. I actually have to start running in at least in a minute or so, the ending commercials. But I would love to have you guys back. I'm so grateful for the work that you're doing. I know that you started this off as a humanitarian effort. And yes, you are both humanitarians. But we want to bring some business your way and let people – it's not even about that. People need to be engaged in their own healing and have, a stake in that. And so I encourage people to get started with a free trial and notice the differences. Keep a log, right? Notice the differences in your life before and after. Turn it on and off. It's super easy. I just, I cleared my cache so I couldn't show everybody. It's just a little button that they created on the screen and you click it and and it's off and clicking it, it's on and you can boost it in a second. And for the phone, it's a 10 minute boost. And I think for the home, it's a 30 minute boost. Is that right? So,
That's a higher consciousness level for that period of time.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We love hearing what people do on the boost, they dance, they do homework with kids, they have a difficult conversation, maybe they have intimate time. I mean, there's just all sorts of reasons to, wow, this is really feels good. Well, how can I use enjoy my life?
So I'm just putting, that's not the one I want up there. Hold on a second. No, that's not what I want either. Yeah, wait a second. Actually, maybe I do want this. Hold on. There are no excuses for not raising the consciousness of your home today, right? There you go. And so reach out if you want to learn more, and I can get you started with Fluffy. I'm going to run these, the ending commercial, and I know you guys have meetings to go to, so I just want to say thank you. I'm very grateful for having you. And if you want to stay on for a couple extra seconds after I end the show, we can set another date or, we can do that later. And I'll connect and I'll, make sure I make good on all my promises. So hold on. We'll even just do the ending commercial here. There we go.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com www.thefemale-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Medasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.